Thought of flying 15,000 kilometres is a bit of a groan for me. Driving it in a car is a double groan. If I was to do it on a motorbike, well, goodness me. Push bike, don't be so silly, but a unicycle, raising money for breast cancer, Love Your Sister campaign is just something else. This has got to be Guinness Book of Records stuff. Australian actor Samuel Johnson on the line this morning from Cambalda. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm extremely well. How are you?
I'm not doing too badly, actually. I've been on the road on my unicycle for over 11 months now, more than 320 days, and I'm doing pretty well because I've only got less than 30 days to go before I get to rest my bottom permanently.
I was about to say, I know it's a delicate question, but has your bottom given you any grief?
Oh, yeah, all kinds. It's a really, really uncomfortable mission. I'll probably be in the saddle 8 to 10 hours a day on average, and I'd say the pain starts after about 5 minutes.
What speed do you travel at on a unicycle?
Oh, like lightning.
Faster than time itself.
Yeah. My cruising speed's 15 to 20k an hour, but once you factor in rest times, I'm down to about 11.5k an hour.
How many kilometres have you travelled thus far?
13,700. I'm only about 800, 900 Ks off the world record.
And that's the Guinness Book of World Records?
That's right. I'll break that record when I'm in the Nullarbor. I think by the time I get to Ceduna, the record will probably be done and dusted.
Have you been across the Nullarbor thus far, or is this heading back over to east and you've done the loop up around North WA?
Yeah, up around North WA. So, you know, up to Darwin from Adelaide, then across to Broome and then down the entire west coast and around the bottom.
Remarkable stuff. Obviously, the big question I'm going to ask you, why on earth are you doing this?
I'm not doing it for fun, even though I have had a lot of fun. I'm doing it in an effort to remind every young mum in the land to be breast aware, and I'm doing it at the behest of my sick sister, who's challenged me to somehow try and earn $1 million for breast cancer research at the Garvan Research Foundation.
Now, this is your sister Connie we're talking about, who has breast cancer. How's she travelling?
She won't recover, but she's travelling well at the moment. It's in her liver, lung, spine, pelvis and knee, and at the moment she's winning. As you know with these things, you have your moments with the disease, and every now and then you can get on top of it. So, Connie's been on top of it for a while now, so at the moment she's winning.
She'd be pretty impressed with what you're up to.
Oh, she ought to be. If she's not, then she's impossible to satisfy, really.
Exactly.
She's proud. I mean, we've worked hard on this together over the last 3 years or more, so it's been a shared dream.
How much money have you raised thus far, Sam?
Well, the people of Australia have all combined to raise nearly $1.3 million.
$1.3 million.
That's right.
That's pretty impressive.
I thought it was testament to the hard work of the Love Your Sister team, but I've realised it's more just evidence of how common this disease is, I think.
It's absolutely frightful. Now, Cambalda, this is your second trip. Why did you go back to Cambalda, and what happened last night?
Cambalda turned on an absolute cracker last night. I was last year in June at the end of my West Coast loop. I'm now filling in my West Coast and my East Coast loop with the Nullarbor from Norseman to Port Augusta. So I've got to fill in those circles, basically. This is the last leg. I head off tomorrow, and tonight, and I've got 17 days to do the 1700K.
So last night was a good fundraiser, second fundraiser for Cambalda, and they turned on a good show.
I'm not sure what you call them. Are they Cambaldans or Cambaldionians? Or
Cambaldanutians? I'm not sure.
either way, the people of Cambalda have been incredibly supportive, not just of me, of nearly anyone that rolls through. They've got a really tight-knit community here, and I was most impressed with their efforts last night. I mean, we had... We had well over 100 people there, and we raised a heap of money and had a heap of fun. So yeah, look, my hats off to the people at Kimbelda.
Well, my hats off to you, Samuel. And just before I let you go this morning, let's just recap. By the time you've finished, you would have travelled 15,000 kilometres. Thus far, you've raised $1.3 million. This is all for the love of your sister. The campaign is called the Love Your Sister campaign. Her name is Connie. If anyone would like to donate, what do they need to do, Sam?
Oh, look, if they could, we'd love them to visit loveyoursister.org and click on the donate button. Every bit helps. Every bit gets us closer to a cure.
Well, as you go across Highway 1, are you going to travel during the heat of the day?
No, bugger that. I could do, as I did when I did Adelaide to Darwin in March last year. It was pretty hot and I was doing daytime riding, but... To be honest, I think I'm going to ride from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon to about 2 or 3 in the morning.
Righto, much better idea.
I reckon, yeah. No, I mean, I can't even stand out in the heat out here. It's just so hard.
That's special. As you are, congratulations. What you've done is absolutely magnificent. Keep at it, and we look forward to you breaking that tape at the finish line.
No, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. See you later, Samuel.
Bye-bye.
Bye.